Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm so glad to be with you this evening. Last night I did the Dr. Fred Bell show for him. He's one of the best friends I have on the planet, so he asked me once in a while to do that for him. So what I would want to do is a continuance of what I did last night. And we were discussing about love, creation, harmony, and a lot of other things that we're going to get into tonight. What I thought I would discuss this evening, we were discussing meditation, and the meditations that I work on are from the Torah, or the information in there is so tremendous that when we study that, or when we study any kind of Bible, if you go into a meditative state, you will reach heights much higher than if you did it just by yourself. I've reached states of awareness and consciousness that have been very high in meditation, but the highest ones that I've ever gotten were concentrating where I would spend 3 or 4 hours in the Torah itself. Some of the things that have happened in my life, so I can tell you, so you'll understand what I'm talking about. As I was meditating one day with sages and holy men, I was allowed to actually see, and the reason I'm using allowed, I guess God gives us the strength to be able to see what he wants us to see. And I was shown a chariot, and as the chariot got close to me, I was allowed to go on the chariot, and I was taken to a blue sapphire chair. That chair itself was gigantic. It was just unbelievably big, and it had ancient Hebrew writing on it. I was very familiar with it, even though I hadn't seen it before, but it was very, very brilliant, very beautiful. And those lights, the lights that came from the chair, the lights that came from the chariot, were able to carry me through, and I was able to sit on the chair, the blue sapphire chair, for a couple minutes, and then, of course, I was brought back. But the main thing that I wanted to say is that if you want to reach heights that are higher than anything that you can imagine, I'm not a holy person in terms of reading the Bible, but I'm a spiritual person in reading the Bible. And it's extremely, extremely brilliant. I mean, there are different dimensions in the Bible that I couldn't even imagine. But let me get off that because I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm just telling you what I've seen in the Bible. What we want to discuss is the same thing that we were discussing last night, of high energy. The energy that we use is an energy that is very, very high on the planet, and the planet is becoming higher in consciousness. The energy that's coming through now is so high, and if you allow that to enter your body, I think you'll find the awareness and the height of the white light itself will become very transparent in time. What do I mean? There are different kinds of energies that we feel. The higher the energy levels that we find, the higher the energy of the light will be. So if I'm working on clients and massaging clients, it becomes a point when the person that I'm working on after so many years is actually to take the light and become transparent throughout the complete body. That's about as high light that I've ever seen, and actually everything goes in the body and they feel it. They can't feel the heart. Everything leaves. The liver, the pancreas, everything is gone. And it's just amazing what you can do when your awareness is free. And what I'm talking about is letting go. We need to let go to reach higher states of consciousness. The more we let go, the more we can feel, the more we can see, the more vibrant the light will be around us, the better the peripheral vision will be. So it's very important to realize that we have the strength within us. We have the truth within us to reach higher states of consciousness than we ever thought possible. You can do it with groups of people. You can do it with anybody you want to. But the main thing to do is to reach a higher level of energy so you will be able to hear the voice of silence. The voice of silence is the most powerful voice you'll ever be able to hear on the planet. There's nothing more powerful. That is the voice of God that we listen to. If we tune into it and listen, there is nothing ever higher. There is nothing, anything that we could reach in the terms of highness or level or anything else that we could think of that could bring us to a level of energy such as that. So, in other words, if I'm massaging somebody and I put myself into a state of consciousness, into a meditative state as I'm massaging, and this voice comes to me and tells me to do 5 strokes on the back, I do 5 strokes on the back. I don't do 6, I don't do 4, I don't do 3. I do exactly what I'm told. And the biggest thing we have to do is to stay with that voice and listen to it. It's not going to hurt you. That is the voice of the Almighty talking through you, and it's the higher state of consciousness that we're looking for. If you want to reach firmament, if you want to reach the higher states of consciousness, if you want to reach heaven, if you want to reach the outer limits of anything that you can imagine, listen to that voice of silence. It will take you there. And it will guide you. It's just amazing how much strength that we can get from that voice of silence. As you know, I've been doing a lot of healing for the past year and 2 months on the show. And I'm asking tonight if people would like to call in. Let me give you the phone numbers. It's 1-877-876-5227 and 1-888-815-9756 and 1-530-876-9146. And they will get you into the line, and I'm more than happy to help you, to heal you, and to tell you how much love there is and how to get in touch with it. It's not hard to do. We just need to be able to focus and let go. The more we let go, the more compassion that we have for ourselves, that will be more for people that are tuning into you. I've had clients tell me that the compassion that we use together is extremely high. And that allows them to reach heights of consciousness that are much higher than what we can feel if we're not in a state of consciousness. And eventually, after I've done over 16,000 massages, and after that, you reach and you stay into a state of high consciousness, and you try to do the best that you possibly can all the time, no matter where you're at. It's something that I relish in terms of staying as high as I possibly can without hurting myself. I've heard people talk about that they can get burnt in the light. Hello?
Hi, Stephen. This is Scott Sampson from Ohio.
Oh, hi, Scott. How you doing?
Better and better.
That's terrific, Scott.
Wanting to get into some of that high-powered light and do some more clearing. There's some things
okay.
in my teeth. On the just clear out of my teeth right now.
Sure, you can feel that energy going through you, I presume.
Yes.
Okay, good. What we're doing is opening up your heart again.
Okay.
You should be able to feel that light going in. Now you're going to be feeling a higher level of energy right now. You should be able to feel a translucent light going through your body at a high rate right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. What I want you to do, about a foot and a half in front of you, everybody that's listening to the program, please listen in front of you. I don't know how God is doing this for me, but he is. And a foot and a half in front of you is a 4-foot round cylindrical field of pure white light energy. So, Scott, if you want, put your hand slowly into that light. You'll be able to feel that a foot and a half in front of you. That's it. You should be able to feel that in your head already.
Yes.
Okay, what you want to do, Scott, is just walk slowly into the light. That's it. Good. Terrific. Now you should have a nice smile on your face right now, because I do.
Yes.
You should be in a state of nirvana already. Does it feel very clear in your mind and clear through your body?
Yes, it feels very smooth.
Right, right. Just stay in there. You're doing great, Scott. That feels so good. Everything is opening up in you. Are you capable of leaving your body and going about 4 feet above your body?
Yes, I can work on that.
Okay, do me a favor, very slowly, in the light, go out, go above, and you'll see nothing but pure white light through your body, all the way down through your feet. You're just going to see nothing but pure white light. That's it. I'm with you. Just take a look down. You're going to see a light you've never seen before. How does that feel?
It feels different.
Yeah. Good. Okay, come back into your body again. Good. How do you feel, Scott?
I feel very centered.
Very good. You're going to be a lot more centered than you were when you first called. What you're going to be doing is your consciousness is going to be spreading throughout the universe, actually. And I'll show you how that works in a minute.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Feel very open.
Right. Right. Everything in your body is cleansed right now, including your spine. I'm looking at your spine, and I'm looking at all the openings of the nerves coming out of the spine, and they're firing beautifully. It's a blue-white light that comes out of, you have little holes in the spine, and in the spine come the nerves out going to different parts of your body. What I'm looking at is the light and the spark of the light coming out from the spine and hitting that energy. It's really, really beautiful to see. It's really, really beautiful.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You should be open to Mother Earth right now. Can you feel the energy coming down from heaven? And can you feel the energy coming up from Mother Earth now?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, that waved all the way through my body.
Good. That's terrific. That's really, really beautiful. I think the light should be a lot higher than you're used to, and that's okay.
Yes.
You're just moving to a different state of consciousness. You're moving
yes,
to
I
a higher
that.
State of awareness.
I accept that.
Right. Right now, what you should be able to do you have any, where are you calling from, Scott? Ohio, did you say?
Yes, I am. Ohio.
Okay. If you take a look around, Scott, around your home, or if you're looking straight ahead, you should have a lot more peripheral vision. Can you know what peripheral vision is? It's the side
yes.
of your head. How
yes,
does that
I've been,
feel to you?
I've been working on that awareness since I talked to you 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right. You should have a lot more awareness around you. Can you feel that?
Yes, all the way. I'm holding the phone in my left hand, so the left side's shut down a little bit, but the top and the right all around seems to be open more.
Right. Allow yourself to let go, Scott. Just allow yourself to let go more and let that energy filter through you. And what I'm saying about filter, we have a governor. It's about 4 feet above us, and that governor only allows the amount of light that you can take into your body at any given time. So it's what is happening is the light is coming down from heaven as pure white light. It's almost translucent, and then it's taken through the governor and filtered through so you won't be able to get burned. But what we're going to do, Scott, is something very interesting. If can you feel your face hot?
Yes, my ears and face, yes.
Yes. Good. That'll give you an idea of what Moses felt like when facing that kind of energy. It's not, of course, it's not the same kind of intensity that he had, but you should feel my arms are getting hot. So I presume that your face and arms are getting warm right now.
Yes, they are, in my chest also.
That's wonderful. So that's the kind of energy that we can actually perceive and actually receive if we allow ourselves to open up to a higher state of awareness. So in other words, the more you let go, Scott, the more light that you'll receive. Because what you're doing is that you're allowing God to come in and clear you. And the more he clears you, then you're in his service a lot more. Did you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, just the practice of letting go, that's the challenge.
What you can do is think of yourself as a crystal.
Okay.
Think of yourself as a beautiful crystal. You've probably looked at crystals before and you've held them up to the sunlight, and all you see is beautiful light going through the crystal.
Yes.
Think of yourself as a beautiful crystal, and this light is just coming through you. And it's absorbing all the darkness in your body and just taking it away from you. And that should help you a lot. Now, right now, you should feel a lot more energy closer to your eyes right now. In other words, you should be feeling a tremendous amount of light right in front of your eyes, and you should be able to feel that all the way to the back of your head. Can you feel that?
Yes, and also in my ears.
Good. Just accept that and let it clear. Let it cleanse everything in your body. If we want to do God's will, the fastest way to do that is to let go. And you're doing just an absolutely wonderful job at it, Scott. You've really grown in 3 weeks tremendously. I remember a saying that God gave me, if you seek me, you will find me in the innermost part of your beingness. It is white to the soul. It is light of heaven. If you seek me, you will find me in the innermost part of your beingness. So what we're doing is that we're opening up your fifth brain. The fifth brain is in the gut area. You should be able to feel that energy just swarming through your head right now. From your stomach. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. I'm with you, buddy. Just allow that to open up. Now, what I need you to do, you're in touch with your smile. So what you can do is actually put a smile on your face, and you'll feel the energy inside of you just start to glow even more. So put a smile on your face. You'll actually feel the light inside of you. You're in touch with your smile. You'll be able to feel that energy glow inside of you.
Yes, it's very funny.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And people think it's very hard to get in touch with a smile, and it's not. It's just a matter of opening up and allowing God to come in and just cleanse you. And when that gets to a point of clarity that touches your gut and opens up the fifth brain, that's when you can actually smile and open that up. That's beautiful, Scott. You're doing great work, buddy. That's wonderful. If you look from the top of your head all the way down, you'll see nothing in your body. You won't see your heart, your pancreas, your liver, your intestines. You won't see anything but pure white light. Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
Good. Good. You've reached a state of translucency. It's one of the higher lights it's probably the highest light I've been able to see. Not too many people reach this point of nirvana. It's a very high state of nirvana. There are different levels in everything, different levels of light, different levels of nirvana. That's beautiful. You feel really great.
Oh, wow. It's awesome. It is awesome.
Isn't that wild?
Yes, it is. Yeah, this is getting down the quarter mile in a really good ET.
You bet. You bet. Good. I'm glad you're good. That's great. Yeah, you're receiving a tremendous amount of light, and that's wonderful. Your face should actually be coming warmer. Actually,
yes,
hotter.
In my cheeks and my ears.
Yes. When I was with Dr. Bell in Laguna Beach last year, we had people standing, I think it were 30 or 40 people that we were talking to, and they asked me to bring down these heavenly lights. And people's faces were getting burned. It's like they were sunburned. And it was really wild. I mean, we did it for about 3 hours. It was just incredible. And it was just, people were just in such a state of nirvana. It was really wonderful. I'm going out there, I think, in February. I think we're going to have another meeting in February. So we're going to do the same thing again, only at a higher level of state of consciousness.
Yeah.
How does that feel to you?
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm very thankful.
Oh, that's what we do.
Yeah, this is what I was searching for, some more clearing and cleansing.
You can use this anytime you want, by the way. That light will stay with you for quite some time.
What does the my Kundalini energy look like to you?
Right now, you're completely open. There's nothing hidden in you at all.
Okay.
Everything is wide open. You should be able to feel your tailbone. You should be able to feel that, and it should be tingling right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. This is a much higher state of consciousness than you were last time.
Yes.
You're opening up to a tremendous amount of light, and it really feels wonderful. As a matter of fact, people that are tuning into the radio right now are feeling the same energy that you're feeling. We're all connected together, so that energy is going through everybody that's on the radio.
Yes, I'm trying to radiate out the love from this.
That's what it's all about, Scott, is radiating love. Humility, love, truth, most of all, compassion. That's God energy, my friend.
Yes. Yeah. Appreciate that so much.
It's universal love. That's what we're looking for. It's not hard to find. All we need to do is to be able to sit there and just open up and allow that love to come through. So once you've reached these states, you can go into that again by yourself.
Okay, I'll work on that.
You're welcome to call me back anytime, Scott.
All right, thank you very much, Stephen.
Okay, love and light, my friend.
Blessings to you.
Thank you so much, Scott. Happy New Year to you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye for now.
Thank you, Scott. So anyhow, that's what we can do. We can reach different states of nirvana or different states of consciousness, and to be able to see light in a much better form in terms of brightness. So every level that we move, the light will actually change. It will actually become brighter, cleaner, and really, really be able to help us as much as we can. Everybody that's listening to the radio program, please, if you want to, just reach your hand out a foot and a half in front of you, and that light will be right there for you. You'll be able to feel, that's it. I can feel everybody reaching out. That's so wonderful. I'm dedicating this program, by the way, to a good friend of mine, Barbara, who has gone through a lot, and she's changing too and doing a lot of opening up and clearing. So I am dedicating the program to her. There are a lot of things that are happening for a lot of good people out there. This is going to be a fantastic year for energy. The more we bring down this love from heaven, the more that we can change the consciousness state of the world. And that's what we're doing. If we can reach these high states, it only takes a few people, and they'll be able to touch everybody else on the planet just by feeling this type of energy. I know it sounds sort of crazy, but it's true. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. This
Who's
is my
this?
Very first time, and
oh,
I
wonderful.
Must say... Yeah, well, you're wonderful. I have to say that I actually tuned in a moment after you started, and you were saying that you were taking the place of your friend last night, Fred Bell, and I only
yes.
heard Scott call you Steve. So first,
yes.
I'm happy to tell you that my name is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hello, and I'd love to know your full name, Steve.
My name is Steve Barish.
How do you spell the last name?
B-A-R-I-S-H.
B-A-R-I-S-H.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. I want to express my deep appreciation for what you're offering us. This is, to me, my definition of heaven. And so I'd love to experience more deeply what Scott just experienced. I would
Not a
love
problem.
To,
Not a problem at all.
Thank you.
Let's do that together.
Let's.
Okay. What I want you to do, dear, is this. Take your hand, it doesn't matter either your left hand or right hand, and put it a foot and a half in front of you. You'll feel a tremendous amount of a cylinder white light right in front of you. That's it. You should feel that going all the way through your body now. How does that feel to you?
I'm concentrating. I don't know if I'm blocking it in
no,
any way.
No, you're not blocking
I'm
it,
not.
Honey. It's going through your body already.
Well, I'm very sensitive to energy, and generally I feel things quite intensely. This is evidently very subtle. I
it
have
could
my
be
left
subtle.
Hand. Sorry?
It's, what happens is this. God will not give you more than you can handle. And I think also that you were receiving, if you remember what I was saying to you, that everybody that was listening to the program was receiving this light at the same time.
Yes, I did hear that.
So I think what you're doing is that what if you want to receive more, let's do this.
Yes.
Walk very slowly into the light.
Okay.
That's it. Oh, boy. There you go. Just stand right there. How does that feel to you?
It feels soft.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I think what they're telling you is to be gentle with yourself.
Yes.
That's it. It feels like all the angels from heaven are right above you.
I love them. I always invite them to be with me.
How do you like the energy that's coming into you now? Isn't that beautiful?
The word that comes to my mind is lovely.
Yes. You're receiving a tremendous amount of love. What I need you to do, dear, is just let go. That's it. Just let go and let that love go through you. Let all that energy, let all heavenly energy go through you. My goodness gracious, that feels so good. You're letting go so much.
I really desire it with all my heart.
I know you do. I know you do. I can feel it just leaving you.
I
feel,
you know,
all that energy just leaving you that's not necessary anymore.
I know that I have been consciously aware of creating my own agony and of holding my own self back and not knowing how to let go in a definitive manner so that I'm not just constantly going up and down with that same little gradation of, you know, popping up into the light and going back down into the density, but really being able to maintain it.
Do you have paper and pencil with you?
Always. I write all the time. In fact, I was taking notes during Scott's. That's why I wasn't sure I had really received it, because I was busying myself to write about it.
Write this down as I'm telling you, okay, it's coming right from heaven.
I'm ready.
Please, my dear, be gentle with yourself. I am your father. I will give you the light that you need, the love that you desire, if you will just believe in me and let go. Love me as I love you. All will come to those who await my time. Believe in me as I believe in you. Allow my heart to be your heart. Let go, and the universe will come to you. It is wisdom of the ages. It is light to the soul. I am with you. Whew. That's pretty powerful stuff. Stand in that light, honey, and just absorb it and just allow that to stay with you. You're doing so beautifully. I think the big thing to do is to be gentle with yourself and to let go any kind of thing that you don't need anymore. Just allow the energy to flow through you. Allow all that love to come through you. It's not me, it's from heaven. I'm just repeating what I'm being told.
I appreciate that very much, Steve.
You should be able to feel that energy all the way down at your tailbone now. Can you feel that?
My attention
should
is
be
more
tingling.
On my feet. I'm really
That's
feeling
okay.
my feet a little tingling.
The feet has already been open for a while.
That's awesome.
That's good. But what I'm thinking of right now is the tailbone. The tailbone, for some odd reason, has been blocked for quite some time. It doesn't matter why. It only matters that it's vibrating right now. And it's vibrating at a very, very high level. You should be able to feel that energy all in your head. Can you feel that?
Possibly this is a new way of sensing. I can't say, you know what, this is the best languaging I can provide you, is that I don't have a reference point for what I'm feeling. I'm not feeling things in a way that I usually sense energy, so my
yeah.
mind would tell you, no, I'm not feeling it, but mm-hmm. I totally believe that what you're doing is happening. So what I'd ask assistance for is that I can have receptors that can communicate to me the veracity of what's happening so that I can track you and say, you know what, I am feeling my tailbone, because right now I'm feeling more of a numbness around it.
That's okay. That numbness is actually a vibration.
Good.
Okay. It's not numb, it's actually vibrating. And what it's doing is clearing. There's a lot of black that's coming out of it. Do you have one hand that you can open up to?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I want you to open up palm up.
Yes.
You should be able to feel that energy instantaneously in the brain. Could you feel that energy going into your brain?
I feel it more on my open hand. I have my left hand open, and I can
okay.
feel that, a little bit of like a tingling and a
yes.
little bit of warmth.
The reason that I said you should be able to feel it in the brain, as soon as you opened your hand, I felt the energy go right to your brain.
I'm seeing a lot of gold in my third eye.
I bet you are. I bet you are. What's happening right now is that the left and right hemispheres are balancing out. You should be able to feel an awareness around you that you had never had before. You should be able to feel a tremendous amount of energy, I would say probably around 30 feet away from you, all around your body. You should be able to feel an awareness of much more openness. Allow yourself, it's not necessary that you feel it. It's necessary that you live it.
Yes. That's one thing I've been telling myself naturally when I wake up in the morning, that I choose to live the knowing that love lives in me as me.
Yes. Live with the passion of it all, honey.
And at the same time, reestablish the relationship with the energy of gentleness. I am really intense a lot of the time.
And I realize that.
And so, I watch my energy. I walk into a room and people just kind of reel. I watch that all the time. It's like I don't even say anything and people's eyes kind of pop. And I kind of have felt badly about that for a long time, which is a silly thing, but then it makes me feel like I should be holding back and shutting down, and you know, the whole thing just is counterproductive.
No. Actually, what you need to do, if you're gentle with yourself, that energy, the gentleness of the energy, will go through the room. You have tremendous energy. If you use the gentleness of that energy, honey, everybody will be able to feel the gentleness and calm down, and what they'll be doing is looking at you in a totally different way.
Oh.
They'll be looking at you through holiness and not through, you know, not through
polarity.
A jolt.
Yes, that's it. I jolt people. And,
yeah,
and
it's not necessary to do.
Thank you. Thank you. And the other request then that I would have, because I am so very sensitive to the energy from others, and that for a very long time, I believe since childhood, I have always been totally in love with love. That has been my passion, is to have a loving heart. And what I realize that I do is that I attract, you know, there's that statement, love brings up everything unlike itself. So as I am walking in with my open, loving heart, wanting to connect in a loving way, I attract magnetically, in the past I have, and now I choose to stop offering that service, to attract everything that's unlike that from that person, and it gets dumped into my energetic system. And then that overwhelms me.
Well, what you need to do... Okay,
how do I rectify?
Let me explain to you how to do that.
Thank you.
The only way that you need to do that is to let go. By holding on to the thoughts, you're bringing that to yourself. By letting go, you're bringing God's energy into you that will open you and love you and give you the compassion that you need to be able to protect yourself without protecting yourself.
Brilliant.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, because I have chosen not to protect, because then that's closing myself down, and
right.
I choose to be open, but I cannot
yes.
be at the effects of negativity, or
I'll,
I'm not
I'll tell
stable.
You, yeah, let right? me tell you a story so you'll know.
Thank you.
I was watching a master at work, and she's very, very good at what she does. But she was teaching about 20 people, and this poor gentleman was a very ill person. We don't need to go into the disease. But what happened was there was angels in the room that she couldn't see that I could see. And at the end of the teaching that she was teaching these people, all these people in the room, she said, okay, let's put a lot of protection around his body. And as soon as she said that, the angels just dissipated instantaneously. And the reason that happened was, is because she didn't have the faith of what she was talking about. In other words, what you need to do, and it's not, I tried to explain to her afterwards what happened, and she understood that. But what I'm trying to tell you is that you need to allow yourself to let go and let God enter you, and that's the best protection you'll ever need in your life.
I know the truth of those words.
That's all you need to do. Everything else, it doesn't mean anything. You can bring down every angel on the planet. You can bring down every angel that you want to do, or even say to try to protect you. The best protection and the only protection there is from God.
Well, isn't that the oneness of our true nature then?
It is the oneness of our true nature because we do have the spark of God in us.
That's right.
And we need to allow that to enhance itself.
Yes. I want that in my body at a cellular level. That's my choice for 2009.
You already have it in a cellular level. The only problem is you don't believe it.
Wow. And can we assist then that disbeliever, the hanging on part, the one that's so afraid?
The hanging on part is the part that says, I need to let it go.
Ha, ha, ha. That's funny.
You know, it's really amazing how things work in the universe. Things work in reverse.
Yes,
the
I know
more
that.
You, right. The more you bring down the energy that you want for yourself for protection, the less you have. The brilliant part of it is God didn't want anything to be so hard to do. He made it very simple for us. Just believe in Him. So the best thing to do is just to let go, dear. Just let everything go. Now, your energy is changing into a gorgeous rainbow.
Oh.
It's a very, very high level of consciousness. Now, can you see in your body?
I'm still seeing gold. I have my eyes closed, and I'm just seeing gold, wall-to-wall gold.
No. The question is, can you see in your body, honey?
In my body. Let me look.
Yes. Can you rise above your body about 4 feet and look down? Are you capable of doing that yet?
I'm doing that now.
In other words, are you able to leave your body and to be able to see above your body? And all right, let's do it a different way there. I'm going to take you into your heart energy.
Okay.
Would you do that with me?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Okay. Just consciously, just let go. That's it. I'm taking you right into your heart energy. There you go. You should be able to feel that rush of energy going through you.
Yes.
How does that feel to you, dear?
Oh, it's delicious.
Yes. That's it. God speaks through the heart, honey. God comes through the heart. That's where the wisdom lies. And what we're doing right now is making your heart and your brain one. How does that feel?
That feels so lovely, and I started to see some pink in mixed in with the gold and a little bit of violet. And that was something that sparked me. That when you were speaking at the top of the show, as I first tuned in, when you were talking about silence, and I know
the voice of silence.
What an active mind I have, and I'd love to have a deeper connection with the silence. Mm-hmm. I'm finally ready to be quiet.
Yeah, well, that's what you're doing. You're having a higher sense of energy right now, and that's really great because that's really, really what it feels like. So you're in your heart. How does that feel to you?
It feels beautiful. It feels balanced. It feels peaceful, very nurturing, very nourishing, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. totally gentle.
Wonderful. And that's what you need to do. You need to be gentle with yourself. So that's what I'm bringing you back to is the original point.
Yes. And I can choose it by deciding that that's my choice and allowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple, yeah?
It's all simple, honey. There's nothing difficult. The only difficult part we have is the difficulty of letting go, and it's so easy to do. Once you start letting go, the energy becomes higher. The part that people don't understand and the part that people don't realize is that there is a wonderful blessing in letting go, that the black comes out. The part that we don't need anymore. And sometimes people get afraid of it. And the only thing I can say to people is, let it go. It's not necessary anymore. The only thing that's necessary is your will for God and your will to yourself and love yourself more.
And really knowing that at any moment we have the power of choice. That's what I focus on for myself, is to step out of the automatic pilot of conditioning and of patterns and really to, at every moment, be fresh in my power to choose what I know is my mm-hmm. number one priority, which is mm-hmm. to be in this mm-hmm. state.
Mm-hmm.
To remember always.
Allow yourself to be, honey. Just allow yourself to be. Think of yourself as being surrounded by all this beautifulness, by all this love that you can even muster up for yourself, that everything about you is total love, total compassion, total openness. I'm going to show you something. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Florida.
Okay. I want you to open your hand and face it towards me. In other words, just hold it out straight in front of you.
Okay.
What I'm going to do, I got my hand up. You're going to feel my hand touching the fingertips of your energy. Can you feel that as I'm moving it back and forth?
I'm feeling a very soft tingling at the end
yes.
of my fingertips.
Right. That is your aura. Your aura is indefinite. In other words, what I'm saying is, it encompasses everything. It encompasses everything on the universe. It goes right to heaven. There's no disconnection of anybody or anything. Everything is connected together. People think that their auras are only a foot or 2 feet or 60 feet away. It's universal love. And I'm touching you 1,500 miles away, and I'm talking, and we're touching within a millisecond of each other. I've been able to do it in Switzerland and Africa and all over the world. And we're all connected together, which means that we all have the same love. We just need to connect more to it.
Yes. Yes. Where are you, Steve?
I'm in Rochester, New York.
New York. Well, this is what I was saying, that this is, you're offering me an experience of feeling in a new way. Because
no, you're offering yourself a new way of feeling. I'm just a conduit. That's all I am.
Through
you're
you.
You're doing this all yourself, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, what
it
I was saying
nothing
is...
nothing to do with me other than I am the conduit. That's all I am. I'm no better than anybody else on the planet.
Well, in that oneness, that creates the equality of it, isn't it? Right? The
mm-hmm.
oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you're doing great. You're doing wonderful. Could I do a favor? Could you do me a favor? I might have another caller coming in. Would you mind? Could you call me in a couple weeks or so?
I would love to. Is this, where would I find you? Where do I call you? Is this your time slot? Like I said, I just kind of came upon
yes,
you.
Yes, my time slot is at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
I'm on www.bbsradio.com.
Uh-huh.
And you press channel number 1.
Yes.
And I'll be there at 6 o'clock at night, and you're willing to call me any time. It's just I've only got about 6 more minutes, and there might be somebody that might be very ill that might need my help.
I totally understand.
You are just, your energy is so beautiful right now. Just enjoy it.
That will be my pleasure. Last closing question. What is the name of your show?
The Steve Barish Healing Hour.
Perfect. Thank you. Blessings back to you multiplied.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If there's anybody else out there, we have about 6 or 7 minutes that might need my help, please call me. It's 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, or 1-530-876-9146. I'm always willing to help. I wanted to talk to her more, but I think there might be some people out here that might need more love, and she's very, very centered right now, so she's doing great. It feels good to work with everybody, and you do have this light around you. You do have this sphere of energy, the cylinder of energy in front of you, a foot and a half. Please, everybody that's listening to this program, you do have that light in front of you. Please use it and use it well. Allow yourself to let go and feel the presence of the Almighty in this light. It'll give you a sense of peace. It'll give you a sense of gentleness. It'll give you a sense of nirvana, which you'll be in. So please use that kind of energy. It's just wonderful. I don't know why God is giving me this light and energy to do this work, but it's coming through, and it's all Him. It has nothing to do with me. It just has to do with God. I don't know why, but it feels wonderful that I'm given this kind of energy to do the work, and I just love it, and I love helping everybody. So in the distance of wherever you are in the world, remember, I'm sending you a lot of love and light, and that's what it's all about. We need to do that with our neighbors. We need to do that with our children. We need to do that with our husbands and our wives, our friends, people that we're meeting. I think it's really wonderful. As a matter of fact, I'm meeting somebody at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for tea and crumpets. So I'm looking forward to that. And she seems to be a very lovely person. But I think the other thing is that what we need to discuss while we still have about 4 or 5 minutes is the compassion that we need to show for one another. Please use that. Please open up to everything that you have. You're not going to give anything away that you won't be returning or receiving from heaven. There's no such thing as running out of your pearls. There's no such thing as running out of your energy. As long as it's done with love and harmony and compassion, you'll never run out of this energy. God will give you what you need at any given time. He is your Father. He is your love. He is the one who gave you to your parents. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful that we have this kind of energy to get in touch with. If we get lost, if we get depressed, if we get unhappy, or even if we get happy, be in touch with this energy. It's very, very good, and it's very clean and very pure. And I think I'm running out of time here real quick. I've got about a minute and a half. But please, listen to me next week, or I'll be on every week between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time. I believe it's 3 o'clock Pacific Time. So without any further ado, I just want to thank some people. I want to thank my very dear friend, Dr. Fred Bell, for allowing me to do his show last night. I'm so honored by doing that. I hope that Mikkel's doing well. Everybody, please try to understand that this energy is just the same energy that everybody has. We just need to open up to it more and allow our strengths to become our strengths. It's so important. So I need to go at 6:56. So be well. I love everybody, and I hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.